1,400 guidance counselors and recruitment officers from U.S. schools and around the world met at Tulane University just this past week for the International Association for College Admission Counseling Conference. And they were talking about the recent decline of the number of students going to the United States. So here are some stats. There were close to 57% of school counselors said that the numbers of international students applying to their schools in the United States are declining, are going down. And that's a lot. I mean, over half of the schools are seeing a decrease in the number of international students. And the drop-off was most noticeable from students from Africa and the Middle East, where 78% decrease in applications into the U.S. over the past year. 78%. And in South and Central America, 75% decrease in applications in the 2017-2018 year. That is huge. Now, applications from Europe dropped by 59%, and Chinese applications fell by 53% during the last school year compared to the previous school year. Now, why is this drop happening? I mean, what is the reason? And obviously, one of the reasons they're jumping on is Trump and the immigration policy. But there are other issues. Safety. Safety is a big concern on and off campus. And, you know, we've seen some of the things that's been happening on the university campuses in the U.S. It's broadcast all over the news. Gun violence. You know, I've spoken about it. There's an open letter to my American friends, which is on the website, www.thejamesriceshow.com. You guys can read that. The gun violence problem in schools, whether it's high school or college or university, you know, this is going to affect parents' decision to send students to United States. And then the other one issue that is causing some concern among overseas parents is that finding a job in the U.S. after they graduate is very difficult and tough. And there are some tough rules there as well compared to other countries. Now, the fact is, I'm reading these numbers and, you know, the U.S. immigration issues and all of the stuff going around with the U.S. immigration, it needs to be cleaned up. Now, I know people are just going to blame Trump and, you know, just jump all over Trump. But the fact is, this problem has been going on for quite some time in the U.S. and it hasn't been cleaned up and it hasn't stopped. And it has been going on, and I'm not just blaming in the U.S. because it has been going on in Canada as well. But here in Canada, a few years back, probably about 2013, 2014, we went through an immigration cleanup where we cleaned up the immigration policies and we moved to a merit-based system. So to immigrate to Canada, international students must go to college or university, and then they are given up to a 3-year work permit. And during that period, they can apply to be a citizen of Canada. Essentially, our government wanted educated international students to become educated Canadians. That makes them more employable. That makes them more valuable to society. And in fact, the government is able to now kind of direct certain students into jobs that they want to be filled in the future as well. And the government has created that system. So if you're studying for a specific type of job, you know, perhaps building apps for computers, which is going to be, you know, a big job in the future, or perhaps doing something in healthcare, studying something in healthcare, that will get you more points to become a Canadian citizen. So it'll help you to become a Canadian citizen rather than just studying, you know, kind of general business. If you're doing a job that will actually help Canadian society in the future, you're going to have an easier time to immigrate. Now, I see some of the same debate happening in the U.S. And, you know, Trump is saying, you know, that they need the merit-based system. And, you know, that may be the problem, that the fact that Trump is saying it, you know, nobody wants to listen to him. But the fact is, Canada had to stop the flow of this kind of low-paying, uneducated student/worker. They would sometimes come as a student, but then work illegally. And Canada stopped that. And I got to tell you, when the government made the changes to the Canadian system, it was very harsh. We had some extremely difficult and challenging moments. So I lived through it as a school owner. Many schools were sold, many schools merged together, and many schools shut down. And, you know, so there is a concern in the U.S. And if it continues, you will start to see some schools close their doors or have a shakeup of the business model. Now, whether Trump says it or not, and whether the debate is solved or not, the fact is that the U.S. is going to change its policy, and it will be more of a merit-based system. It is inevitable. Whether Trump does it now or someone else does it in a couple of years' time as a new president, the merit-based system works. It's working in Canada. It is working in other countries. Is it tougher for international students? Yes. But ultimately, Canada is attracting motivated students. And it doesn't mean wealthy students, but they are students who are coming to Canada to study. They want to make a life in Canada. And that is an attitude change. And that is something different than we saw even 10 years ago. So, you know, we're going to see how this immigration debate goes, but it is clearly hurting schools in the U.S.